Hello to our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of That's How We Do. We have with us today Anita Agarwal, who is the BU India Head of Capgemini Netherlands. Welcome to the podcast, Anita. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Kajri, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How has your morning been? How has your day been going so far?
Actually, great. I'm on cloud nine.
It's so good to hear that. So lovely. If we can get started with the first question, and I'm sure our listeners are very keen on knowing this about you. You started your tech journey with Capgemini over 20 years ago and now lead a dynamic team in BUNL India. For those not working at Capgemini, can you elaborate what your role entails?
Thank you, Kajri. Lovely question. So I'm the India head for Netherlands business unit. And in this role, I'm the India face-off to the NL team as well as the clients. I'm responsible and accountable to grow the India footprint for the NL, deliver what we sell, sell more, and keep the team of 1,700 people motivated is our prime focus. Our objective is also to showcase and execute Indian capabilities to NL as well as clients. You know, we have a team of 1,700 people, which is spread across different locations. It's a diverse environment to be in. Hence, one of the important aspects of this role is to bring the team together and align them with a common goal of NLBU. Of course, as an NLBU India head, you have a multifaceted role. So we have various touch points such as customer, onshore colleagues, India delivery team, etc. But while we try to keep customer satisfaction at the highest possible pedestal, the role is also to ensure that the group's profitable growth ambition is duly met.
I'm sure our listeners would like to know who Anita is next to her role as a BU lead. Can you tell us about your journey and experience in becoming a female leader?
A little bit about me. I'm based out of Mumbai in India, married and celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary recently.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm a mother to a 19-year-old boy who's studying computer engineering. My favorite hobbies are reading books, traveling the world, and financial planning. It feels great when I can guide someone plan their finances, especially when I can guide women plan their finances. As for me, my journey started in May 1996, where a small town girl, fresh out of B school, had to find her ground in the corporate world. Because back then, it was out of the ordinary for girls in our cultural setup to get into the corporate world. The journey had its own share of struggles, failures, and successes. At every success, I've targeted my next goalpost. And at every failure, I've told myself, girl, you are strong. Pick yourself up and try again, but don't give up. And that has been my mantra. In the last 22 years at Capgemini, I have worked across various roles. Roles of delivery, sales, account management, and now a business unit leader. In every role that you play, you learn. And that is how you grow and become experienced.
This brings us to our next question, Anita. Would you say that working in a cross-cultural team has its own benefits and challenges? In these years of working with the onshore and offshore teams, how do you think you have balanced the two? We mean, you know, dealt with the cultures, bring about the best results?
I've worked across multiple geographies like France, Germany, Nordics, UK, and now the Netherlands. I agree, every country has its rich culture and are proud of its rich heritage. But when it comes to professionally working together, I just feel we are one team, part of a big family called Capgemini, where we are all together and working towards achieving our common goals. Whether it is here in India or anywhere outside, what brings the best result is mutual trust, and I strongly believe in it. Once the bridge of trust is built, it brings the best result across shores and you can actually move mountains.
Nice to hear about your mantra on trust, Anita. What would your leadership style be in that case, and who inspires you?
My leadership style is based on the fundamentals of adaptability. For example, if you have an unhappy customer or an employee, at that time you need to have empathy and you need to amp up your listening skills. To achieve targets, you need to motivate your team. overcome obstacles which lie ahead, and achieve your targets. So if I define my leadership style, it is people-focused, goal-oriented, and client-centric. There are many who have inspired me, but my first inspiration was my father. He was a businessman and not from the corporate world, but I've learned a lot from him, especially my value system, how to deal with customers, employees. I believe that you can learn and get inspired from everyone, whether it's within your office, personal space, or outside. Inspiration is omnipresent, provided you keep your eyes, ears, and most importantly, your mind open.
Our next question to you is, Capgemini building a diverse team with women leaders? Your thoughts?
Gender diversity is a critical priority for Capgemini. To ensure we create a sustainable pipeline of the best available talent and increase women representation at senior levels. We have curated women development program such as She Leads, We Empower, and Take Charge. These programs inspire and support our talent in creating a strong leadership pipeline. Today, our commitment to diversity and inclusion is stronger than ever. At Capgemini, we take pride in investing in programs and policies that support family needs so our employees can be best at their work and in life. I personally feel it's just not about getting women leaders, but empowering them in their roles and creating a conducive environment for them to be successful at work.
In light of Capgemini's strong commitment to gender diversity and inclusion, what advice would you give to our young emerging female professionals looking to advance their careers and navigate through opportunities?
My advice to emerging female professionals would be a few key messages which I believe in. Firstly, love what you do, then you will be the best at it. You should look forward to every day and say to yourself, what difference can I make today? Secondly, dare to dream, then only you can achieve it. If you don't dream, then you don't even know what you want, where you want to reach and what you can achieve. So if you dream, you can. Last, be true to yourself and to the work you do. Then the world is yours and no one, and I repeat, no one can stop you from attaining your goals.
As is customary in this series, we have a question from another leader, Desiree Weber, about your forthcoming plans to further harness the power of One Capgemini. How does BUNL intend to enhance its utilization of One Capgemini to achieve even better outcomes?
In today's challenging economic environment, businesses are seeking to reduce costs and enhance growth. Clients require solutions that promote innovation and transformation, which will help them to create and sustain a competitive advantage. We leverage the power of One Capgemini by bringing together the right talent, cultural collaboration, resulting in a dynamic workforce. We are working closely across shores to leverage our capabilities across the spectrum of technologies, be it ERP, digital, data, or cloud, to deliver value and sustainable growth for the client. Our Netherlands colleagues nurture client relationships and build an edge with CXO play. To complement that, we from India bring in capability with competitiveness and scalability. And that's for me the power of one at work.
As the next guest speaker, we have Lisbeth Bout, Managing Director at Invent. What question would you like to ask her in the next podcast?
Hello, Lisbeth. My question for you. Digital is drastically transforming all industry sectors. What trend do you anticipate disrupting next? Thank you.